Good morning, all. Good morning to the dignitaries on the stage. And sparkle minds in front of me with different career opportunities which you have pursued from your different places of the state. And I think when you introduced, I got to know you're from all the spheres of technology and different subjects like animal husbandry, agriculture and horticulture, and you have come from different states of India. And today purely I have come as a representative of the state government. I work in Department of Electronics, IT, BT and SNT, and I'm working as a general manager, and I'm solely responsible for the startups of government of Karnataka. I think you would have heard that Department of ITBT works on startups. But I want to just tell you how we work on startups. We have a very forethinking political acumen with us, and many bureaucrats who work with us in the secretary and the managing director level. They are very focused on the startups to give a life cycle approach. I think Narasimha sir gave a very good insight on the women entrepreneurship and startup. That is the reality from where they come and where they reach. So what is the main thing which women entrepreneurs need, or entrepreneurs in common need? They need funding, they need mentorship, they need incubation, and the global market reach is a very important life cycle of the startups in Karnataka. So you should always keep your ears and eyes open to see what government of Karnataka is offering to the startups. We have many programs called like Elevate. Elevate is a very famous flagship program, and we have opened the applications and from last month, and it will close in this December 5th at 9:59 p.m. All the women entrepreneurs who have an innovation and technology can apply to this scheme, wherein we give a funding up to 50 lakh. We have a very diversified jury who will evaluate under different stages of this program and award you the grant. And this is a very different and a famous program of Karnataka, which is famous throughout the country, because it is a grant-in-aid program wherein we do not expect any equity from the startups to the government. It is the money which we give it to the startups for their incubation, for their mentoring and the global outreach. And we have a program called Rajiv Gandhi Entrepreneurship Program, wherein we give 25,000 stipend for 12 months, wherein the startup has an idea in their mind, but they are lacking in mentoring and incubation. So we map them to the K-Tech partners, and we make their idea to a viable product or a service in the market. And we have a special program called We Escalate, wherein it is mainly focused to the women for their incubation and acceleration support. 6 months we give incubation support, and another 6 months we give acceleration support. So I think you can just click into our website EITBT of Karnataka, so that you can go through what government is offering to the startups. When you come and stay at the point called women entrepreneurs, are genetically an entrepreneurs itself. In the entrepreneurship is in the genes. I would like to state a small story. In a faraway place of Tamil Nadu, one family was living, and just some 2-3 guests came to their house, and they just had idli in their house, wherein they had just had their breakfast. And they were sitting, and they were thinking that they will have this food for their lunch. So some guests came to their house. The men in the house was very tense, looking very stressed. What to do with the 4 people who have come here, and how do I serve food? But the woman was very calm, and she was very composed. And the woman offered them, please have your breakfast. So the man was very tensed, what to do, what is she going to serve? So that idli became into upma, and she served the 4 members. So women has their entrepreneurship in their genes itself. So there is no extra effort to be made. The extra effort which women has to make is to, break their barriers and come out to the society, to the public, face all the problems and grow and soar high and high day by day. So this is I was invited for this program, and it is a national training program for agri startups and agri business opportunity for women entrepreneurs. So this is a great opportunity from the government. I think you all have to utilize this with a positive positive hope and positive efforts towards the program. Utilize the whatever mentoring sessions which are given by the university. And to become a very good entrepreneur, the calmness, the whatever the difficulties you are coming day in, day out, you have to face, come out of it, then only you can become a entrepreneur. I think it's better to start this training program rather I speaking for a long time. So I wish you good luck and all the best for all the women entrepreneurs, and utilize all the government schemes which are at the central level and at the state level and soar high. All the best. Thank you. And lastly, I thank the UAC University to invite me as the chief guest. Thank you, sir.